Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is confident the new dairy margin insurance program will be ready by September 1st.
It is part of what we will be doing this spring and summer to be getting the educational information out to producers so that they can make an evaluation and determination about precisely what's in their best interest. In the meantime, of course, we established and reestablished the MILC program and things of that nature so that in the interim, there is still some protection if milk prices suddenly and precipitously drop. Right now, we're looking at a pretty healthy dairy market and milk market. We know that changes, but we are very cognizant of the responsibility we have to get this thing set up and get it set up right. And getting information to producers as quickly as we can. But we have to do it right. And that's why the Congress basically gave us two tranches of $3 million each. One tranche is to pay for extension to get information out during the spring and summer. Another tranche is to work with a handful of universities that will basically create the decision-making tools that people will be able to plug their operation into to make these determinations. That second tranche is complicated because, you know, depending upon how you set the model up, it could favor one commodity or one type of item more. So you have to be real careful that you have sort of a neutral model so that people can make the best possible decision. So that's why we're taking a little time making sure we get that right. But those money should be getting out the door here sometime this month.
The program supports producer margins, not prices, and is designed to address both catastrophic conditions as well as prolonged periods of low margins. Under this program, the margin will be calculated monthly by USDA and is simply defined as the all milk price minus the average feed cost. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.